Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about sending offers to owners. It's an overview. And by the way, all week this week is getting your offer in the mail week.
Cool. Oh, why is this popular, Jack? Steven?
And why does it sound to Jill and I like we've been talking our heads off about this topic?
Exactly.
It's popular. Well, it's pretty highly requested. And because we just got done with our first live event.
And that was the biggest hang up, I think.
Yeah. So we decided to alter what we're going to talk about this week.
I'd like to quote Luke Smith. He just said, just get the dang offers in the mail.
Yep. It's a little more expletive than that.
But it's true. It's like, we'll talk about it more, I'm sure.
It's like that Nike slogan. It's as simple as that. Just do
yep.
it.
It is.
Before we get into the show, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Chris asks, I just pulled back and list and have noticed many of the properties have patented vacant listed as a property usage on the assessor's website. I guess he pulled a back tax list or something. I'm not sure what the first
we'll see here means. In a second.
All right. The others are listed as residential vacant. Does anyone understand exactly what patent vacant lease? My voice is still not back from
I
last
know, neither
weekend.
Is mine. I apologize in advance, both of us.
I'm
How
not,
many words did we just say?
I don't know.
This whole weekend.
I don't know. A lot. I'm not finding much on Google. I'm just wondering if this causes any issues with building on the property. Thanks.
So this topic came up in the live event quite often because we actually did a mailer.
Mm-hmm.
Or most of us did. Or some of us did.
We're still waiting.
Here's the thing about land use. It's different in every county. When you look at the spreadsheet, here's what RealQuest does. They're an aggregator. They don't create this data. They have agreements and contracts with all 3,144 or whatever
assessors.
Number of counties that they cover. It's over 3,000. And the way that they get their data varies widely. Some of it have a direct API from really urban counties. The really rural ones, literally, if they have people type it in. So that column in that spreadsheet called land use means different stuff to different assessors. In fact, it's widely varied. So patented land means something in the county that you're in. And there's no way to find out what that is from us or from RealQuest.
Or Google.
It's
cool.
The only place you can find out what that means is from the county assessor, potentially planning and zoning. So you're going to have to get them on the phone and find out.
That's a good point.
This is a perfect actual question for this week and
yes.
what we're doing. When you pull data, you want to play around with it quite extensively for several hours, actually, and really get in there and find out what it means, what it doesn't mean, and apply a lot of logic. Like, do I want to send offers to people who own property that's zoned industrial? Do I want to send it to vacant NEC? Do I want to classified as single family residential? Just apply logic. If someone gets an offer for $4,000 on a piece of property that's vacant in an urban area and zoned for multifamily, that's probably not going to work, and you might be wasting 50 cents. So you really have to apply logic and send offers that are appropriate for the prices that you put in the offer. You can't just slam it out there and just say, I don't know. We'll see what happens. This is what those guys told me to do, so I'm going to do it. It's your company.
Well,
and it's your money.
Well, we talked about this weekend, too, was this is the important part of the whole process. Is what you're doing right now. It's worth spending a little time making those calls and getting to really understand what that means for that specific county, and don't assume it's the same two counties over, because it's probably not.
Right. Certainly not two states over.
Right.
Today's topic, sending offers to owners, an overview. This is the meat of the show. So like Jill said, we covered this extensively in our live event, but here's an overview of what it's like and how you should be approaching sending offers to owners and why it's so important. You get access to a database. You don't buy a list from China. You don't have a VA go around and figure out who owns what. All that stuff's already done for you. Right. I made all those mistakes for over the last 2 decades for everybody.
Yep.
Now, and the right way to do it is to get a subscription to some data somewhere. You know, this is not a commercial, but we have aggregated the top 3 assessor databases. We're licensed providers, and there's no place that you're going to get more education and where it's going to be cheaper. This is not a commercial. I'm just telling you the facts. And if you don't want to do it, that's fine. Many people succeed without it.
Right.
But anyway, find a reliable place to pull data. And in our case for land, our group, and we use RealQuest Pro. And the concept is you pull a bunch of data out of RealQuest for people that own vacant property in a certain area that you've identified. Might be by zip code, might be by county, might be by state. Some people send the whole state out. And it works for them. Mm-hmm. I think that's crazy, but that's what they do. You got a data set, you merge it, you run a mail merge, and the documents that we provide on offers to owners, we provide both documents in perfect format, both the Microsoft Word document and the Excel document.
A letter template.
A letter template, right.
Which is your offer.
And the spreadsheet data that's behind it.
Right.
You literally merge them into a PDF, so that you have thousands and thousands and thousands of offers. All of them are different prices. They're all being sent to individuals. It's actually pretty cool if you ever see it. Don't trust us. Go out on YouTube and type in mail merge and watch somebody do it. It's pretty amazing. You'll see the value to it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have that PDF, you get it in the mail. And that's what offers to owners.com, a company that we own, does for you. You don't have to use us. You can lick a stamp if you'd like. I'm just saying, we made the mistakes for 20 years. You don't need to.
Every company, though, every time we name this company, it's a tongue twister. I just realized offers to owners is hard to say sometimes. And then what it used to be was data to doorstep. That was a tongue twister, too, sometimes. That's so funny. But yeah, so the point here is, are you really saving time handwriting them? No. I mean,
stay motivated. Jill ordered this. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you.
That's okay.
This is not a commercial either. We have a.
I still have all those the mugs companies, around.
All the companies we ever started, Jill orders stuff. This is about 5 companies ago. It's called Stay Motivated.
JillDeWitt.com is what it says.
If you're watching.
That's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
If you're watching this and not listening, this is interesting for you. If you're listening, you're probably bored as hell.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry, so, go ahead.
Anyway, I kind of lost my train of thought. But the big picture here is, and we talked about this a lot, getting offers in the mail and in people's hands immediately takes so much of the work out of this. Justin brought up a comment that he was standing in the back of an REI group, and he
Justin Sleva.
Yes, Justin Sleva.
Landmule.com.
Yes, who's in our community and killing it. Anyway, Justin Sleva was mentioning that he was in the back of an REI group, and they were talking about trying to get wholesale offers and negotiate wholesale deals with sellers. And Justin asked the comment, how many times do you guys communicate before you're talking about the price and it's in the price that you want? And it was multiple times. So imagine, hey, are you interested in selling? Yes, I am interested in selling. Well, I'm a wholesaler. Well, that's
third
nice.
Call, fourth,
tell me about your, tell me about
call.
What you guys do.
Fifth
well, here's
call.
What we do. You know, and here's the kind of, I'm
Sixth
looking to buy
call.
At this. Oh, that doesn't work for me. Okay, that was
Seven
a whole
phone
waste.
Call. 7 phone calls, you find
know,
out. You can avoid all that.
Right. Instead of, imagine this. This is what Justin does successfully. For not only land, just for multi-unit apartments and SFRs like we do, Justin sends out an offer to that individual using the mail merge, using our offers to owners, and using our data that it's going to go straight to the right people with an offer price in there, and he only communicates with them if they get that offer and now it passes their test and they want to do it the deal. That's it. Talk about easy.
And, you know,
and how much time and money.
If you're serious about
saved.
This, go to Offers to Owners. This is all free. Offers to Owners.com. Pull down the letter template.
Under
the offer template. that Jill's talking about. Mm-hmm. It's imperative. Two things are imperative. Well, there's multiple important things, but there are two reasons why we do so well with direct mail and our members do and other people don't. Number one, it contains a custom purchase price that you calculate in the spreadsheet that ends up on the offer. Number two, it's sent out to an individual. So it's sent out to John and Mary Smith at 123 Main Street regarding their property in Mojave County, Arizona. We'd like to offer you $2,158.31.
Right.
And every one of them are different. So they believe, here's the key, here's the meat of the show, the takeaway. John and Mary Smith believe that we only submitted one offer. We sent out 10,000 offers in Mojave County.
Right.
But they believe that they're special and that they have an offer and we have an interest in it and that piece of property only for some reason, which is why we offered them a really weird number. Mm-hmm. We didn't offer them $6,000. And we tell them when we're going to close. So there's a lot of little things that go on in these offers that really matter. And all throughout this week, we'll really get into the details.
It's so well done. We kind of realized together this weekend, all of us, like the why we get the phone calls when we reach these letter offers to people. There are some that don't want to sell, sure, and there's some that definitely don't want to sell at our price. Heck yeah, that's obvious. So it's funny when they call us back. I'm like, why are they so? Why do they call us back? Why don't just throw it away? I think we figured it out, which is if you get a pizza flyer or you get something that says Dear Customer, you're not going to call the guy back and say, hi, I'm the one that you address it to Dear Customer. Please don't mail me. No, you're going to throw it away. You know it's a waste of time. But when you in your heart think that you're the only one that got this offer, you're like, hey, I need to call this person and let them know they're wasting their time here.
Right.
Don't do it again. I'm not interested. Don't send me any more documents. Don't start the process. So I think that's why that they do reach back out, which is really funny. But the other side of the coin is, we talked about this together, all of us too, is some of the group, as I do, believe that sometimes when they pick up the phone, there's a reason for it. Sometimes they're bored, that's true. But sometimes there still might be a deal there. And it's worth, and you're glad, I'm glad you just generated a phone call that you can have that conversation.
It's really interesting because we had this live event and I learned a lot about it. What kind of surprised me is the wide variance. These are people that, it was the beginning event for Land Academy, people that were just starting. And Jill and I chose to have two of our star performing members, Luke Smith and Justin Sliva, there to help us answer questions. It was shocking to me how different we all approach.
It's true.
Meeting the same goal in the end,
true.
Which is making money flipping land. Really different approaches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't believe in conversion. And both of those, and Jill believes in it, and both of those guys did. So that tells me something. I'm surrounded by extremely successful people, and my way's wrong. I justify not caring about conversion by just sending out more mail.
Which is not crazy.
So, because I don't want to talk on the phone as much. So,
yeah.
I would rather just send out twice as much mail and just get the ones that are easy.
Right.
And that are signed and done and easy and close them. And so these, Jill and Justin and Luke are more of a get on the phone and kind of convert them, which is maybe more efficient, or I don't know.
I think you and Luke are more on the same page, and Justin and I are more on the same page. Because Luke does blast out, he'll blast a state at a time and just take the low-hanging fruit, mm-hmm. and that's awesome.
Yep. Both way works. Anyway, mm-hmm. all week this week is get your offers in the mail. It's mail
get
week.
Get your dang offers in the mail.
So by the end of the week, there should be no questions left.
Awesome.
That's my goal.
Good.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we talk about the concepts of a mail merge 101.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition. That was so much fun, that live event.
Oh, I know. I can't believe it took us 2 days after. Now the hoarseness is setting in. Thank goodness.
I was just thinking while we're recording this, what's it going to take? Like, how much do we have to actually talk before our vocal cords shut down in our body and say, that's it?
We'll know tonight. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes and YouTube. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.